Blog Talk Radio. wonderful listeners out there tuning in tonight. We are so lucky to have each and every one of you, and thank you for tuning in tonight on this Monday night. We have a jam-packed, filled show for you tonight. We've got Super Bowl 56. The Rams took home the victory. We've got NASCAR gearing up for the 64th running of the Daytona 500. Speed Weeks starts this week. The dirt was flying in Florida last week. The penalty box coming up later, and so much more. So set down your roses, grab your chocolate and that bottle of wine, and let us woo you for the next 2 hours only here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
This is the Fast Lane Sports Show, presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. I'm your host, Pete. Let's break you out of that case of the Mondays tonight. Turn it up. Valentine's Monday. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in this evening. We are live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, and we are coming to you live from the beautiful 357 Woodworks Studios here in beautiful Stark County. Thank you to Scott over at 357 Woodworks Studios for coming on board again this year. We have He is making, we collaborated with Scott this year, and he's making us some beautiful handcrafted custom wooden trophies for this year. So very excited about that. In fact, we'll be giving one of them away here as soon as I get them to Mr. Jeremy McKinley, who was this year the 2022 NFL Pick'em champion. So congratulations to Mr. Jeremy McKinley for winning that this year. We've got some other things in the works with 357 Woodworks over there. I'm going to have a big plaque that's going to be made for the NASCAR league as well, so that every year I'm going to add the name of the winner to the plaque. So we'll have a trophy that will get passed around, and then we'll have a plaque here in the studios. And every year we'll add the champion's name to that plaque. So the first name that's going to be on there for our very first year that we did it last year, 2021. So the plaque, once it gets made, the very first name that will be on there will be Miss Debbie, who took it all home last year. And so she's got the trophy, and her name will be the first name on the plaque for the NASCAR championship. So, you know, that's going to be pretty awesome to see each winner every year have their name added to that. So be sure to check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can check out them on TikTok. He makes videos when he's making new things and when he's got stuff in the shop going on. So you can check him out there as well. Also, while you're on Facebook scrolling around tonight, hopefully you're listening to the show, but if you're scrolling Facebook while you're listening, check out Margazzano Designs. Give her a like as well. She, another local small business that does custom work for whatever you might need. Literally, whatever you might, if you can think of it and it's possible for her to make it, she could probably make it. So check her out on Margazzano Designs on Facebook, and you can scroll through all the pictures. Anything that she makes, she puts on there. So you get an idea of what she has made. She's got these keychains now, or key fobs that she calls it, that she can make now as well. So check her out. Of course, obviously, since day one, we have had Barbasol on board. So thank you to Barbasol for providing the Barbasol Shave phone lines. The Barbasol Shave phone lines, by the way, are open the entire show. So if you want to call in and weigh in on whatever is going on in the world of sports that we're talking about, you can do that. The number to call is 657-383-1903. That is the number to call every week. And, of course, we are brought to you by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to check out HardcoreFishingGame.com. Big shout out real quick. Speaking of the devil, Miss Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League winner of 2021. Shout out to Debbie for tuning in tonight as well. So thank you, Debbie, for that. I think that does some of the sponsors that we have here at the beginning of the show. So why don't we go ahead and why don't we cue up some music here for our next episode. You know what it is. Do a little talking dirty.
Yeah, I'm chillin' on the dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires.
Back in the day, that's right, do a little dirt road anthem there to start our next little segment here. And of course, as always, joining me from beautiful, warm, sunny South Florida is my co-host for many, many years now. She's my co-host this time. The roles have been reversed, but now the last 6 years now, joining me here on the Fast Lane Sports Show, of course, has been Christina. Good evening, Christina. Happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And, I mean, what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than talking about racing?
I know. And we've got a lot of it to talk about, and it's going to get dirty here for probably the next 45 minutes at least. Katie and I celebrated Valentine's Day Saturday, so we went out to eat Saturday night, and I think everybody else had the same idea. Everybody must have thought, oh, it's going to be busy on Monday, so we'll go out Saturday. Holy cow, we waited an hour and 25
Whoa.
Minutes at Outback table.
Wow.
But we had some gift cards to use, so we waited, and it was good as always. So big shout out to Outback. If you guys want to join the show, you're more than welcome. We've got a spot for you on the penalty box. We need a penalty box sponsor still. So, but no, it was good. We went out Saturday and enjoyed the evening
yeah.
that way. So
we did too. We
well,
went out
good.
Saturday, but I instead of Outback, I choose a more, I guess, local spot. So we went to Patron Azteca, and if you don't know, I like big margaritas, and they sell many of them in different flavors and sizes. So, and no, we actually waited 5 minutes. So thankfully it was super fast to get in, and it's some of the best food you can ever eat. But that's just me. I will take, you know, local Mexican food, any day, and especially with the giant margarita. So that's always fun.
Only one? You only had one?
No, I had two.
Uh-huh.
Just two,
hey,
though.
That's
they
all
were
right.
really
it was,
big.
It was a Saturday night after the week you had. You deserved it, so.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I enjoyed every sip of it, too. So it was all in good fun.
I bet. Well, Christina, we might as well not waste any time. We might as well. It's Valentine's Day. It's Monday night. We might as well start talking dirty, right? Because we got a lot of dirt racing to cover and talk about tonight. And we'll start with the series that actually got to run almost every day last week. They only missed one day, but down there at East Bay for the Winter Nationals, it was the Lucas Oil Dirt Series late models, Christina. They were down at East Bay for the Winter
mm-hmm.
Nationals. And I know you were probably kicking the dog those 3 days in a row. But I know he's not your favorite driver when it comes to late models. But Brandon Shepherd was definitely the class of the Winter Nationals this year.
Yeah, and for those folks that don't know, he also just took over the points lead, too, in that series. Granted, it's not going to make a difference or matter because he won't be, you know, doing it full-time. But There was a lot. I think they started Thursday, the third there. So they raced actually, I don't know, a week and a half there. Crazy stuff happened. So, and now they're off now until March 11th with that series. But I mean, I'm not shocked. But him winning in this series doesn't mean anything. He needs to win in the series that counts for points for him.
Yeah, he does. But he has started off pretty well. This is not his first win of the year in Lucas Oil. Even he's already had he won the A main back at Alltech Raceway. February 3rd. So he had a win going into this. But, no, we'll start on February 7th. The Lucas Oil Dirt Series late model showed up to East Bay for the Winter Nationals, and we saw Tyler Erb Jr. take way wrong person.
Well, you are just loving that little Tyler Erb Jr. character.
It was Dennis Erb Jr. There's too many herbs in the late models. It was Dennis Erb Jr. who took home the win. He beat Hudson O'Neill and Mr. McCready there on that first night. And the hard charger of the night, Mr. Shane Clanton, who picked up 15 spots to finish just outside of the podium with a P4 finish. But, yes, Mr. Dennis Erb Jr. taking home the win on the first night down there. And then after that, the eighth got canceled due to rain, I believe. It got rained out.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain.
We had a pretty good track for the rest of the week, and we saw Brandon Shepherd beat out some pretty good talent in the Lucas Oil, not just in the Lucas Oil series, but in late models in general. We saw Christina Brandon Shepherd beat out Ashton Wenger and Tyler Erb on the 9th. He beat out Earl Pearson Jr. and Kyle Bronson on the 10th. And then he beat out Big Sexy and Ashton Wenger on the 11th. So that's some pretty good talent for Brandon Shepherd to be up against this early in the season and to get 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for somebody to throw that monkey wrench. But no, it was great. This is what he needed. That leads up into what they're doing in the other series. It all works out. You know, they raced a couple. They'll be racing here in a couple days again. It's good to get this worked out now. Get the wins early. Get the bugs out early if you have any, like if you had any hesitations or anything with your car. Now's the time to really work through them. If you want to try something new, try it early, because then, you know, if you try it early enough, you may not have to worry about it the rest of the year. You may have worked out all that crazy stuff and been ready to go.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what some of the Outlaw guys were doing. And, you know, they all do it. They jump back and forth anyway. We'll see it all year. We mentioned it last week. We'll see these guys go, Devin Moran. We'll see these guys bounce back and forth. Brandon Shepherd, when one of their series has an off night and the other series is racing, or when, you know, they come together for a big money run like the Fireball 100 up at Lernerville. You know, we'll see these guys cross over more than once this year, every year. So on the 9th, we had Kyle Bronson. He got hard charge of the race. He finished, he moved up 12 spots to finish P4 right outside the podium there. Tyler Erb on night 3, he moved up 18 spots, Christina, and still didn't finish even top 4. He still finished 7th that night, but moved up 18, got the hard charger on that night. And then night number 4, Garrett Alberson moved up 16 spots to, again, finish P7 on that night for the hard charger. And then the last night of Winter Nationals for the Lucas Oil late models down at East Bay, Mr. Lucas Oil himself gets the win and says, you know, it's enough of Brandon Shepherd winning all of these races. And Mr. Devin Moran gets the win over Tyler Erb and Mark Whitener. And Tim McCready got the hard charger that night on the final night. This was February 12th. And he finished the top 10 there in 10th spot. So Devin Moran capping off Winter Nationals week at East Bay with a win.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he needs to do if he wants to win this championship and keep Tim McCready behind him. Which he's doing just that. He's only 20 points outside of the lead from Brandon Shepherd, which we know will obviously change, and a lot of variation in those points will change leading up until championship week, of course. But it's exciting. It's interesting to see, because if you look the last night, Brandon Shepherd fell 17 spots. He went to complete opposite direction than he started, which is, like I said, this is the time to try something new. Am I saying he did? I don't know if he did or not. I don't work for that crew. That to me looks like he tried something new, or they were going for a different setup, or they missed the setup completely. But I don't know how you can win three straight and then miss the setup completely like that bad. So I personally would say they tried something to see if it would work, and it didn't work, but this is the time to do it. And in the series that he's not going to run full time, the best time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, Devin Moran, he's 20 points behind Brandon Shepherd in the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series points. But after the 12th now, Brandon Shepherd will be focusing on the World of Outlaws, which we will shift gears to now and talk about the World of Outlaws. We have a new sponsor this year,
yeah.
Christina. Just when we were getting used to saying the Morton Building late models, now we can say the World of Outlaw Case Construction late model series.
I'm going to get that wrong.
Many times this year that will be said wrong. I guarantee it. But they start Wednesday, I believe. They will start on Wednesday, the 16th. So that series kicks off at Volusia Speedway Park for the continuation of the Dirt Car Nationals, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But, Brandon Shepherd will be focusing his attention now to the World of Outlaw Case Construction late model points, and hoping that the success he just had last week will transfer to Volusia, and we'll have to see.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see how it entails for him, because we're going to race. Well, I say we, like I'm there too, but you know, so they'll begin the season starting Wednesday, and it'll, you know, they'll wrap up February 19th, which is this Saturday. They'll run their last race at Volusia. And then the craziest, this is what I hate and love about racing. So we had all this fantastic month long of racing, and now we're going to wait 3 weeks to race again. Just when, you know, everyone gets the itch and it's time to go, you won't see them on track again until the Rev, which will be March 11th. So it's definitely, Volusia's where it's at right now. If you're not there, which I'm not, I wish I was, you know, we're the ones missing out on the fun. So we'll have to see. You know, how it all ends and fares out. I'm intrigued to see what happens, because then in April, I'm not going to lie, my favorite part about April, Bristol.
Bristol on dirt again.
I'm excited. I love seeing the late models on that track. I'm glad it came back for another time.
Well, we have a long time before we get to that. We'll have a lot of racing to go and happen before that happens. So while we can be excited for it, we will have quite a bit of racing to talk about before then. And we've had, as you said, we've had a month of racing. It all started with the Chili Bowl on dirt, and it is coming to a close here pretty quickly for this month until the middle of March. But, Christina, this week when the Case Construction late models of the World of Outlaws take to Volusia. It won't be the first cars that have been at Volusia, and the World of Outlaws have already been there since the 10th, last Thursday, I believe. The World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series showed up to Volusia Speedway to kick off the Dirt Car Nationals. And we've got, we've had three races. We've had three different winners. Christina, if this is how the season is going to go, I am stoked about the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, because if this is a preview of what's to come, it is going to be a fantastic season, and I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think this is the year that we see a lot of craziness and a lot of upsets and a lot of really close finishes. I mean, and I say that because we already had one. Actually, we've had two. And that's the craziest thing. It's going to be an amazing year. There's a lot going on with these race cars and these sprint cars, and these guys are really pushing it to the max. And I'm not shocked as to who we see on the podium. I'm not. I mean, these guys are going to push it to the edge. And, everybody wanted a Gator. Not everybody could get a Gator. Rain kind of made it harder to get a Gator for these sprint car teams, but there was some Gators handed out, and there was one driver that walked away with that big old Gator. So, I mean, the biggest one you could get, which was the championship one. So it's a lot of fun to be had out there.
Yeah. To be fair, the All-Stars showed up down there to start the Dirt Car Nationals. The All-Stars showed up to kick it off, but those two nights they were there. They were scheduled to be there the 8th and the 9th, but due to rain, way too much rain, they couldn't run. So the All-Stars never got to run, but it cleared up enough that starting on the 10th, we were able to get the Outlaws on the track. And the very first race, we had a ton of excitement. Mr. Donnie Schatz gets the first win of the year for the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. He beats out Kyle Larson and Aaron Russell. Aaron Russell back on the podium in the very first race of the year for the World of Outlaws. Sheldon Howdenshield was the hard charger of that race. He started 20th. He finished 10th. He moved up 10 spots, so congrats to him. But Donnie Schatz, Christina, getting that first win of the year, getting it out of the way.
Yeah, but let's hope it's not the only one of the year, because he's done that before. This has happened to him before, where he gets out and he gets a win early, and then we don't see him hit victory lane till three quarters of the way through the season. So, gosh, let's hope that's not the case for Donnie Schatz. And if you're a Donnie Schatz fan, don't hate me. Don't shoot the messenger. It's just what has happened before.
Right. How long did we wait last year for that big win? You know,
three quarters of the year.
Yeah, we kept waiting. He's going to get it. He finally got it. Speaking of Donnie Schatz, Christina, this week, you know, we already talked about the World of Outlaw Case Construction late models showing up to run their continuation of the Dirt Car Nationals at Volusia Speedway, February 16th through the 19th. Speaking of Donnie Schatz, he will be in a late model car for this week.
And his too. It's his, by the way, for those folks that don't know. He owns it. It's his.
He will be in the number 15 late model. So he's not taking the time off. He got that win on night one. He's feeling pumped up. He's going to keep going. He's going to drive them late models.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't doubt it, and he does well in the late model as well. I mean he's like his boss. He's exactly like Tony Stewart. If you could have a mirror image of who you want to be, in the future or whoever, or, you know, your doppelganger or whatever, Donnie Schatz and Tony Stewart are basically the same person. but I look for him to do well here in Volusia. He's done well before. We'll see if he can get a win in the late model to match the one in the sprint car. He also has a few new sponsors on that car, too.
He does.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the car he won in before that, that's Advanced Auto Parts, is new for the 15. That's a new color as well for the World of Outlaws late sprint cars, because he hasn't really driven a yellow car or had Advanced that big prominent as a sponsor for a while. So that's maybe not a new sponsor, but it's more of a primary sponsor and yellow, a yellow car.
Hmm.
I'm used to Donnie Schatz being in blue, gray. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, we'll definitely be watching that for the year. Our hard charger from night one, Christina, went on to win one of the most spectacular sprint car races, final five laps that has been ran in a very long time. And again, if that is the preview for what is to come in 2022, it is going to be a hell of a year. Mr. Sheldon Houdenshield fighting with David Gravel and Brad Sweet to get the win on night number two, and winning it coming off of turn three to beat David Gravel was amazing. And if you haven't seen it, you have to go to the World of Outlaw Twitter account or wherever you can find it, YouTube, and watch the final five laps of that race, because it was purely talent and just amazing. The racing was amazing.
I mean, it continued all weekend. I think if you want a front runners for the championship, those are the two I would look to early. That's no knock against Brad Sweet, but these two guys, they put on a hell of a show all year last year too, these two competitors. And, I mean, let's be honest. For those that don't know, David Gravel moved to Florida. He's not originally from Florida, but he is now, you know, lives maybe an hour, no, not even an hour away from where I live now, in West Palm Beach. So this was kind of like a local race for him now. So these guys want to win, and who doesn't? And these guys are putting on literally the best excitement as early as possible, which is good. It just bodes well for the rest of the year. I can't wait to see these two duke it out on the racetrack. Neither one are going to hit each other in real life, but I'm just saying, duke it out on the racetrack. I can't see these two getting into some fisticuffs, okay? I don't see that happening.
And not
they're too
only
nice
was,
of guys.
Not only was the race for the win amazing, but we had two guys in that race who advanced their position by 12 spots. So basically we had two hard chargers, but I'm sure Carson Macedo got it because he finished P4. But James McFadden, Christina, we talked about him before the season started. We talked about him all of last year, about the amazing run he had. He missed seven races at the beginning. He still finished seventh in the points. He had two wins last year. Here he is, moving up 12 spots to finish sixth. And as of right now, he sits fourth in the points, Christina. So not only was the Houdenshield Gravel Sweet battle on the track amazing, but to watch Carson Macedo and James McFadden advance 12 spots to finish just outside the podium was amazing.
This is the year for probably the best racing we're going to see. And, I mean, there's no disappointment, no shortage of factors in where you could see great racing on that track all weekend. And I'm glad that the rain held off long enough so they could get some of this racing in. Because I hate to tell everybody, it rains a lot in Florida. And sometimes it rains, like, so much you can't control. You know, it doesn't soak into the ground after so long, and it just becomes a pond everywhere. Yeah. It's great to see these guys got the racing in, and let's be honest, they didn't stop on Friday. Saturday was a heck of a show, too.
Yes, it was. The two men we just talked about, David Gravel and James McFadden, well, they found themselves on the podium again for the final night. Only David Gravel found himself on top of the podium to win three different winners, three different races. David Gravel wins the third night. He also takes over the points so far for the World of Outlaw NASCAR Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. Brent Marks, James McFadden finishing on the podium. But Christina, it wasn't a win, but it was a huge night for Shark Racing, as mm-hmm. those two were basically both the hard chargers of that race. Logan Schuhart moving up 13 spots to finish ninth, and
Jacob
Allen moving up 12 spots to finish 12th, just outside the top 10. So a good night for Shark Racing as well.
Yeah, it was great racing, and look who finished third, James McFadden. I told you guys, I'm telling you, he will find victory lane. He will. And literally, this is the start of it. This is how you progress and you make it and you keep pushing yourself. And Sheldon finished fourth. Yes, one spot off the podium, but he's still in that picture and in that hunt, which is what you want and you need in these early races, just in case something were to happen and, you know, there's a slip up or something. And, you know, we have three races out of 89 in. So we have 86, folks, 86 more of these races to go. I can't wait to see the margin of victory and some of these other races coming up, because there's a lot to be had out of the schedule that's going to amaze and excite the fans.
You know, you say there's 86 more races to go. That sounds like forever.
But it's not.
That sounds like it should be two more years of racing to go. But
it will be over so fast.
It's going to fly by so fast. We're going to be sitting here in 7 months talking about, man, that was a hell of a World of Outlaws season.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Sheldon Houdenshield winning the championship. And it's just, it's going to be.
No.
should we write down our predictions now?
You might as well. You opened it up.
I mean, that's who I would have picked.
Okay, you can take him. I'm not. I would take the kid that lives in West Palm Beach. So,
all right, let me write this down.
Now, remember, I was only right one time on this, folks, so don't take me to the bank. I've only picked correctly a champion one time. But, no, I honestly would take David Gravel, as this is his year. He left last year, kind of slipped away a little bit, and Brad Sweet took that one. So I don't think he lets it slip away this time. I honestly think it's gonna be David Gravel winning and Sheldon finishing second.
I am extremely shocked that you didn't pick a Shark Racing driver to win. Can't believe it.
I love Shark Racing.
I'm calling
dearly, but
as soon as we get done with the show, I'm calling Logan, and I'm gonna break it to him that Christina doesn't love you anymore. She loves David Gravel more. He's going to be heartbroken. He's going to be heartbroken. He's probably going to have to quit. He's probably going to have to quit driving.
I doubt it. He'll be okay.
He'll be fine. He will.
Yeah.
He will survive. I think, as I said a few minutes ago, Christina, I'm going to say it again. if these first three races are a preview of what's to come, I mean, you can't not be excited for dirt racing to start. I never thought I'd say that.
You're welcome.
But this has been amazing so far, the first three races with Donnie Schott, Sheldon Hollenshield, and David Gravel getting the wins. Brad Sweet finishing on the podium. Let's kind of turn it to, are you surprised? Are you shocked? Are you neither, and you think it's just going to take a minute? Or maybe I didn't read something. Maybe there was an issue. I'm kind of surprised that Casey Kane has to be the big shocker for me of the week. Only making two starts of the three, and he's back in 23rd. No podiums, no top tens. Was there something going on? Okay.
That car got destroyed. I mean, I'm very surprised he got out of the car and walked away.
I must have missed it.
I forget which race that was. I believe it's the one he didn't start in the feature because it was literally the gut-wrenching flip. I don't know what broke. Something broke in that car somewhere in the rear because literally the tail tank, which is where the gas is, folks, was off the car.
Mm.
That's how vicious it was. He got out. He was fine. And I didn't share the video because I was like, what? I left it the way it was, but oh man, it was the craziest thing I've seen. I've seen a lot of wrecks, and believe it or not, in racing, but that one, I don't know. I just, it's baffling to me. That crash was something
well,
else, but that, I think it's the night he didn't make the feature, if I'm being honest, but I saw the video because I didn't obviously watch it at the time it happened. I watched it. It was later in the night when I watched it, but oof, it was rough.
Well, hopefully he's okay. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Or else we would have heard something. But he's got 10 days to get back, you know, get his mind back in it because the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars are now off. Until next Friday, February 25th, they will be at Magnolia Motor Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi. And then the following night on Saturday, February 26th, they will be at the Rev in Louisiana.
Yep.
So he's got about
Texas, folks.
And then they'll start their Texas two-step, and they'll make their West Coast swing. So that is where we're at with the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars.
You know what I like though about the website? Now they have a schedule. They have a map schedule. I don't think they've ever done this before. In all honesty, for either one, the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars or the World of Outlaw Case Construction Late Models, they have maps outlined in colors, you know, blue for the sprint cars, yellow for the late models, that show you every state they're going to be in. And it gives you, like, this weird, like, connect the dots kind of thing on how it's happening. But it's so unique, and I don't think I've seen that done before, so that is cool. To see a map and why the hell it's not all highlighted, I will never understand. There's some states in here, I know for a darn tootin' fact, have some dirt tracks in them, and we need to see every state that we possibly can highlighted either blue or yellow. Granted, we could add Alaska to that. It might be a little hard, but they have a dirt track. Just saying.
Well,
cool.
Now, where
check
do you
the
see
map.
That at?
go to theworldofoutlaws.com / sprint card, where it shows you the next races on the right-hand side. If you go right below that, it says see map schedule, and then it'll give you under that the last races that were ran. Do you want me to send you a picture of this?
Oh, I see it now.
See, is that not cool? It's cool. It's neat that they did this. And they have it if you go to the World of Outlaws case construction late models. So if you go to worldofoutlaws.com/late models, folks, you will see it exact same positioning where I told you it was for the sprint cars. You will see the late model schedule. Now, mind you, the late models don't go out west, if you didn't already know. Spoiler alert. they're not going out west, which is weird. But, yeah, they're not going out west, but there's some racing and stuff. And the crazy thing, they don't go to Texas either.
I see that. Yeah.
It's. I want to know who did the scheduling, because I want to know why we don't have Texas for late model racing. But, you know, to each its own. I guess I can't rule the world of racing altogether. one day, maybe. Mwahaha. But, you know. It's cool. I like the map schedule. This is cool for folks like me because I like to see how it's ping pong, which tells you when they're going. But it's also great for little kids to have an interactive way of knowing where the races are too.
Yeah, that is neat. I do like that new feature on the website. Again, you can go to worldofoutlaws.com and you can check out either series, the Case Construction Late Models, or the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series there to see where they've been, where they're going, the results, news, information, drivers, all of that. You can catch it all there on worldofoutlaws.com. You can go to lucasdirt.com to check out the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series there. And also the allstarsprint.com for that one. In fact, Christina, the Flow Racing All-Star Circuit of Champions is on track right now. They just finished up their B main. They are at East Bay tonight and tomorrow. And they're racing. We've got the B main is complete. They just finished that. So we will be keeping up with that throughout the night to see who makes the A main and to see who can get that win tonight on this Valentine's Monday down there at East Bay. I think that about does all the dirt racing. Trying to look here. Yeah, there's nothing that has happened in the All-Star Circuit of Champions
yet,
obviously.
They just
posted
their A-main.
Okay, so who is on pole?
Gio, scale, whatever his last name is. Celsi, Scalzi, I don't know. Carrie Madison is second. Then it'll be Sunshine, Parker Price Miller, Alex Bowman, Ryan Smith, Danny Dietrich, Brent Marks, Corey Eliason, Justin Peck, Dylan Westbrook, Tanner Thorson, Connor Morrell, Dustin Gates, Eric Riggins Jr. He's been a guest on Slicks and Six a couple times. Anthony Macri, Tim Schaefer, the Steel City Outlaw, Davey Franick, which we all know. You would know him if you were in Salem's Grove. He's won the 360 championship there a couple times. Pauly Collins, I can't say that. Pauly C, that's what I'm going to call him. He's definitely got an Italian name. Cody Bova, Wayne Johnson, Terry McCarl, Kevin Thomas Jr., and Jamie Myers. That is the 12 of racing, and I believe the win will come out of the top four.
Ooh, big prediction.
Sorry, Alex Bowman. Always a bridesmaid, never a winner. Oh, man.
It's Kala Giovanni, by the way. He's the one that raced in New York, remember? When
I still can't pronounce the name. That's what you're here for. You know Italian name.
Anyway, so
yes, Peter.
The All-Stars are in East Bay tonight and tomorrow. We mentioned that, and then they'll be off until April. Christina, they will be back racing.
Yes, because you people are in Ohio.
I know. They'll be back at Attica Raceway Park April 8th and 9th. Huh?
What is wrong with you? It's so cold. We can't race.
We still have snow on the ground, Christina. We can't race up here unless it's snowmobiles.
I mean, you could.
That would be neat. Get some snowmobiles going to circle around Wayne County Speedway. But they will be back April 8th and 9th at Attica. I'm sure Mr. Trey Jacobs will be there for that race, since he is the defending 410
champion
at Attica Raceway Park. So that'll be fun to see that. Those are both 6,000 to win races there. All of the races this week as well are 6,000 to win there for the All-Stars. So congrats and good luck to those guys that are racing so far tonight up there. What do you say we take a quick commercial break, Christina? And then on the other side of the break, when we get back, we will talk about the Super Bowl from last night. We will talk.
Is that so I can get angry?
Well, you and me both, I'm sure. So we will talk about
lovely
that. We had Super Bowl 56 last night. We have
NASCAR
Daytona coming up in a week. Speed Weeks starts this week. So we've got the 500 coming up on Sunday. The 64th running of the Daytona 500. And then we also have our NASCAR Pick'em Challenge coming up as well. A little bit of feedback. I'm sorry, I thought I was getting some feedback there, so we'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we will be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is. American girls and American guys. We'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Wow, it's not quite the 4th of July yet, but it's only February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there listening tonight. Big shout out to all of you for tuning in. Hope you're having a wonderful Valentine's weekend. It's chilly. It's cold. I can't wait for 4th of July because there'll be no snow on the ground. There better not be snow on the ground when 4th of July comes around. So I look forward to that. But until we get there, we've got other stuff to talk about. Christina, the Super Bowl yesterday. What a heartbreaker. What a heartbreaker. The first three quarters of the Super Bowl were pretty good. But then I guess the refs decided for the last 2 minutes of the game, hey, we haven't thrown any flags this game. Let's throw them all now.
Yeah, pretty much. Honestly, I've never in my life seen a penalty thrown for just touching a guy, for God's sake. Touching him. Not holding him, not grabbing the jersey, just touching him.
Yeah, and then there's the people, wow, they didn't call it on that Bengals touchdown. You're right. They hadn't called anything the whole game.
Yeah,
so
there could have been.
Why do we start doing it now?
Because it favored the right team, that's why. Because it's stupidity. It's literally, honestly, you could have called roughing the passer several different times on both teams throughout that game. But yet, you let the quarterbacks get hit. You let Aaron Donald run his mouth and be a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me being nice. I could have said something completely different that I was thinking. And then push Joe Burrows out of bounds. He's already, I don't understand. But then a guy literally touches whoever that guy, that Cooper Kupp or whatever his name is, weird ass name for a guy, but you know, so barely touches him. And I don't understand. The refs ruined that Super Bowl. That was an amazing Super Bowl up until that last 2.5 minutes of the game.
It might have been amazing for you, but I was on the edge of the seat the whole game.
Well, that's because, you know, you have more of a tie and allegiance to that game. I just thought it was a fun game. I really wanted to see Joe Cool win because I just wanted the kid to have the Cinderella story that he deserved. And the refs took that away from him.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was a great game from start to finish. And if you were betting on the game, if you took Cincinnati and took them with the, then you still won. The Cincinnati Bengals were spotted 4 points, and the Rams only won by three. The final was 23-20. So if you took Cincinnati and for them to cover, they covered. So you still won your money, but they did not come away with the Super Bowl win. This is three times now, Christina, that Cincinnati has played for the Super Bowl, and they've lost to a daggum California team both times. all three times now.
I don't like California teams. I don't know. I just don't. Obviously, you couldn't just let Tom Brady be the best of the best and win a Super Bowl at home. No. We had to rig it so this little fruitcake who spent all of his damn career in Detroit finally show up with every other superstar in America on a team that's probably over a cap limit, if they had a cap limit, and this and that, and whatever. It's a fucking joke. It's a joke.
Debbie is listening, and she was cheering for Joe Burrow as well. So I thought I'd throw
that out. He deserved it. I'm sorry. The kid came back from having what should have been a career-ending injury for a quarterback. And he comes back with no offensive line. I'm so sorry, but can they please get an offensive line?
Oh, I hope they draft a line this year. Yes.
Something, because he's going to need it. I honestly didn't even know how he came back into the game. Was anyone else, like, holding their breath when he went down and screaming and they like zoomed in on his face? I'm sorry, but they've never zoomed in like that on a quarterback's face before until last night. They usually give everybody else the respect. They don't zoom in on his face. They zoomed in on him. He's there screaming in pain.
Yeah.
Anyone else hold their breath, or was it just me? Debbie, did you hold your breath? Because I did. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, when I first saw it, I thought that was it. I thought he was done for the game, but
I thought he was done, like, done, career done, okay? I was like, oh, there goes the other leg.
They must have had some very, very strong morphine on the sidelines there for that leg.
Something.
Because he was not going to stop playing.
No, not at all. He's a true player. He's a true, like, football. I don't know. The kid's got more heart and guts than a lot of football players of today. And
I'll tell you what.
The crazy. Yes.
Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, how does Cooper Kupp get out of concussion protocol?
The Bengals, if they could get a line, either a few veterans off of free agency here in a few months, or if they can draft a few, maybe some of them Alabama or Georgia offensive
LSU.
Linemen. Maybe they'll be up for the draft this year. We can get some of them hogs on that line. You get Cincinnati an offensive line, and they will be back. They keep this team together and get an offensive line. They will be back more than once to the Super Bowl. They will be competing with Kansas City every year in the AFC for the championship to go to the Super Bowl. You can count on that.
I love how you just avoided my question.
Your must have cut out. Your mic must have cut out. But that does it for the NFL. It is over. So congrats to the Los Angeles Refs. I mean, the Los Angeles Rams on getting that win there. So, and congratulations again to Jeremy on getting the NFL Pick'em win as well. So,
lucky bastard.
Yeah, he gets the win there. So that's all right. NASCAR is coming up. And, Debbie she's going to be defending that championship as hard as she can.
It's
going to
be fun. I'm excited for it.
She is, too. I can't wait. It's going to be a great season. Jeremy's already talking smack on the show, on the NASCAR page that I created for all of us. He's already talking smack. I know. He does all the time. And I think the trash talking this year is going to be on a whole nother level. I can't wait for that. I mean, Debbie has already told me she's not giving up the trophy. She's keeping it for another year. She says that she's going to win it again this year. So I don't know.
As long as she beats Jeremy, that's okay. I'm okay with it. As long as a girl wins. I just want to see anyone but Jeremy win.
We have a few new girls. Well, maybe we only have one so far. Craig's wife. Yeah, Craig's wife is joining this year. So we'll have Aaron, we'll have Tasha, we'll have Christina and Debbie so far. So, and
we
Jeremy.
We have an unlucky number.
I think 13, right? Identify. Yes, we do. That's why I put that post
out
today. That we need one or two more people to join.
And at least get us above 13, please, somebody.
Oh, Debbie corrected me. She's getting buried with it. So I guess she doesn't plan on losing the NASCAR league ever. So holy cow. I guess I don't need to make a big plaque then. We'll just put her name on the plaque. We'll just make one name badge for the plaque.
You might not need anymore.
I guess. So yeah, we have the NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League coming up this year. We've got a great group so far, and I can't wait for that. Speed Week started today. The haulers should be pulling in now. They should all be pulled in by now. For that, we had a virtual driver and crew meeting today at 5 o'clock down there. So things are starting to get in gear now for the Daytona 500 on Sunday. We have qualifying will be Wednesday night, Christina. It's weird. They're doing some weird stuff. Usually qualifying would be on the Sunday before the race, and then we would have the duels on a Thursday, and then the race
it's gonna
on
be fun.
Sunday. But they're mixing up some stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely – I can't wait. I can't wait to get this stuff started already. 64th running, Christina. 64th running of the Daytona 500 is this Sunday.
And there's only 42 cars signed up.
So are all 42 going to start?
So that's what I'm wondering. I mean, shouldn't all 42 start by the balance so there's enough spots for everyone? I don't know. I don't know. I'm intrigued, though, because we're going to see some really interesting variations as to what's happening. And no, I did not get for, I have to let this be known on air because I got asked this question about 25 times today. No, I will not be there. As much as it pains me, I will not be there. It's sold out, folks. Like you can't buy tickets unless it's from a reseller.
Out.
But it is officially a sold out race. See, even your dog is upset that I'm not going.
You can hear that?
Yeah, I could hear. But she's upset I'm not going. She's disappointed too. I mean,
none of us are going.
Exactly. It's a disappointing time. But no, so I will be like every other American. I will watch from my home, I think. I might be in Orlando. So maybe I'll watch from Orlando. I'm not sure. But I'm excited to see how this goes because Daniel Hemric is entering with the 16 car, which is not a full-time car, folks. That's a part-time ride. The number 27, which is Josh Rehm and Team Hesberg, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Jacques Villeneuve is going to try and make the race as well. I say try and make because I'm not sure. I think so, but I could be wrong. The 42, Ty Dillon. Look out for him, folks. That's one you want to watch for. I mean, if anything was let to be known from the Clash, beware of the 42. You know who I'm really excited about? The number 44 card. You know who that is? Did you do your homework? I know you did your homework.
Wouldn't that be Mr. Greg Biffle?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It is. I'm excited for that one. Cos Grell is racing for TMT Racing. I will let everyone else figure out who that is. We should know. But and Noah Gregson will be in the 62, which is Beer Motorsports, and we all know that the 62, Brendan Gaughan used to run that car. So we'll see. There's a lot. I'm excited. There's only 42 cars. It should mean all 42 make the race.
I would hope so. If you showed up for the Daytona 500, if you show up, you should race.
It's 42 cars. That's manageable.
Yeah, it's not like you have 60 cars showing up. I mean, we used to start 43 every week. So 42 cars show up,
boring.
They should run. So for tomorrow...
Oh, I lied. No. Sorry. 40 car field.
40 cars.
What is wrong with
them? Go home. Well...
What is wrong with NASCAR? This is not the American NASCAR way. Is this not the American dream where folks... Come on. 42 cars, goddammit. Should be 42. Yes, Jeremy, I just read that.
If you're down at Daytona, tomorrow's schedule, they have the NASCAR Xfinity Series. They will do the random drawing for the qualifying lineup tomorrow at 2, and then tomorrow at 4, they'll do the same thing for the Cup Series. They will randomly draw the qualifying lineup. The Cup Series will take to the track at 5 o'clock for first practice, and then they will take the track at 6:35 for second practice. That is tomorrow. And then Wednesday, we have some more meetings that are all virtual. We've got inspections. We've got the Camping World Truck Series driver and crew chief meeting. And then we have the NASCAR Cup Series qualifying, which will be an impound qualifying, and it will be single vehicle, one lap. 8:15 will start qualifying. They plan on being done by
8:15
at night. Yes, 8:15 p.m.
What?
Will be qualifying Wednesday night.
What?
And then Thursday is a big day. Thursday will be a big day because.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we have the duels, but we've got some more. The garage will be open for the AMS series. And then we'll have the rookie meeting for the truck series. We'll have the rookie meeting for the Xfinity series. Then we'll have the random drawing for qualifying for the truck series. We'll have truck series practice, and then the fun starts. At 6:30, we will have driver introductions for the Cup Series. The first duel will take place at 7 on Thursday evening. It will be a 60-lap, 150-mile race, and then the second race, the second 60-lap, 150-mile race will start around 8:45 approximately, give or take the two or three big ones that we might have, which I don't think we will. I think these guys, for the dual races, I think it's going to be the most boring dual races we've ever seen because these teams do not want tore up cars.
They
so
can't afford it.
We're going to take the green flag. We'll probably race two or three or four laps. They'll race pretty good, and then they'll get single file, and it'll be single file for 55 laps, both races.
You think?
I think
it'll end up like the Clash. We will have one last chance, blah, 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 that was mild, like we saw, and then we're going to have one that is nothing but a complete wreckfest. Which one will you be in? I don't know. Good luck. I still think we have one that is a wreck. Well, maybe not a wreck fest, but bumper cars, because these cars can take a little bit of a hit, as we saw in the Clash, a little bit of bumping. I think we see one, maybe the second one. I think the first one might be the tame one.
I don't know. I have a feeling both of them are going to be
mild. I hope we're wrong, and I hope they're both crazy.
I hope they're exciting, but I won't be home to watch it, so I really don't care. On Friday,
I'll let you know.
On Friday, we have the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race.
That's
going to
be a banger.
That is going to be a
wreckfest. Gonna be a wreckfest.
Debbie says she can't hear anything.
Oh no! Where on which one?
On the Slicks and Sticks.
Uh-oh.
Huh.
But Jeremy could hear us, right? Because he's listening now.
Is he?
Well, he had to be,
Jeremy,
to tell me it was. Yeah, he says I hear. He hears.
All right. Friday is the NASCAR
Truck Series, Camping World Truck Series. At 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, the race will start at 7:30. I'm sorry, I was texting.
I know.
Debbie. The race will start at 7:30. Three stages, 20 laps for the first two, and then 60 laps, 20, 40, and 100. Okay.
Oh, 100.
Stages. Yeah, 20, 40, and 100. That's what it says. So that's what that is. Saturday is the Xfinity race.
That's going to be fun.
Debbie says not to talk any shit while she can't hear us. Saturday's the Xfinity race. It will start at 5 p.m. And the stages are 30, 60, 120, 300 miles.
Why are the last stages so long?
I don't know if that – I think that's the – is that the lap? Because it says for Sunday – the race starts at 2:30. It says the stages 65, 130, and 200. Okay.
I don't know.
End of the stage, because the race is only 200 laps. Right?
Yeah. 200 laps. Yes.
Okay.
500 miles.
Okay. So, all right. So for the, okay, yeah.
And,
so for the truck race, the first two stages are 20 laps, and then the final stage is 60.
Yeah, because there's only 100 laps in the truck race, and then
120
for the Xfinity race.
There's 120 laps.
Yeah, which is dumb. I don't get
so
that.
The Xfinity race is the stages. The first two stages are 30 laps. The final stage is 60.
Why can't we
for
make
the Cup
it
race?
More even.
For the Cup race, the first two stages are 65 laps. The final stage is 70. Sunday's race starts at 2:30.
Yes, but we're going to do qualifying and everything else at night because it makes perfectly good sense to do.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so stupid. Whatever,
driver,
I digress.
Driver introductions are scheduled for 2:15. The driver introductions are scheduled for 2:15. I think the rain is scheduled for 2:25.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Sunday.
Saying.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We
well,
will.
Well, if you want to weather, You want a weather update? Let's do a weather update. Let me pull up my little weather map. I don't live far from Daytona. So let's just give you an idea, folks, of how much they're going to fuck around this weekend and screw something over. Because, well, let's face it, it happens quite a lot. Here's the problem. Friday, which doesn't really affect the Cup Series very much, but Friday we have a 40% chance of rain later in the day. So that's a problem. And the wind is going to be southwest winds from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Yeah, going to be quite an issue going into Friday, because Friday night it still has a good chance of rain and 8-mile-an-hour winds. So Saturday, there's a slight chance, 17%, but in Florida, that's almost 100% chance of rain during the day. And the winds, mind you, we're very close to the water, so is Daytona, 10 to 20-mile-an-hour winds on Saturday. It's going to be windy. And it's going to get cold at night, the low is 58 degrees. And that's Saturday. So Sunday, yeah, yep, yeah, they surely are going to fuck around in this one, I can tell you right now. Sunday, as of right now, is a 15% chance of rain with 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, which the only reason I'm telling you the winds, folks, that's how much the clouds are going to get pushed as well, which can either make things go the right way or the wrong way for this racing this weekend. I don't think I've seen a Daytona 500 where there wasn't a delay for weather due to the fact that they screw around so damn much during the day. We might as well skip driver introductions and put them in the damn car and start. So, yeah. And at night, there's a 12% chance of rain. So if it were me in charge of NASCAR, which will never happen, I would start the race either earlier, like 1 o'clock, or wait until 6:30 and then start the race. But who am I? I digress. I'm no one. I'm just telling you. 15% chance of rain means it's going to rain in Florida.
Well, let's hope that there's no rain because, well, you know what? Even if there is, they have to race on Monday. I'm off Sunday and Mondays now.
Yeah, so you could watch the race while I'm at work.
Yeah, I could stay up.
And you could tell me what the hell's going on.
I can stay up till 4 in the morning if the race takes that long now because I don't work the next day anymore. But no, let's hope there's no rain. Let's hope that the race gets ran without any rain at all. So Sunday, Daytona 500. Christina, it is here. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 20th, the 64th running of this race, the Great American Race. Can't wait. I'm excited to be able to sit down and actually watch a NASCAR race.
Do you not like my picture-in-picture every 20 minutes?
You know, for the last couple of years, I've had to follow along at work with the NASCAR mobile app and blah, blah, blah. So this year is going to be awesome. I can't wait to be able to sit down and watch a NASCAR race. But excited about that. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. On the other side of the break, when we come back, we still have the penalty box to do. We've got some special guests coming up in a couple weeks. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Pick'em Challenge League, and we'll maybe get Christina's pick on who she thinks might win the NASCAR Cup Series championship this year. We'll see if we can get her to tell us that before the season starts. I'll go ahead and give my prediction, but we'll see if she'll give us hers. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, we are back on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody listening, and thank you for tuning in on this night. I know it's a special night to share with your loved one, but we appreciate you sharing it with us. And we love you. We love you. So you're our loved one. So why wouldn't we want to spend the night with you as well? But we have broke down a lot of stuff for everybody tonight, Christina. The Daytona 500 coming up Sunday. The
duels. You know what I'm disappointed about?
What's that?
Why is the road course not on the schedule?
The Daytona road course?
Yeah. I thought it was fun last year. Especially in the rain.
Evidently, the drivers must not have thought so, or NASCAR decided that worldwide technology raceway would be better.
Well, that could be true. They also put Indy's road course in there instead of the regular Indy.
Right, which is the second year in a row that they've done that.
Huh, I also see Coda's not on here. Wonder why.
Coda is on the Cup schedule.
Where?
It's on there.
See it.
Hold on.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, Circus of America. There it is. No, it's there.
Okay.
There. So
yeah.
Are we going to leave? So. Let me get this right. Hold on. Oh, Jesus, Lord, help us. Oh, God. So we took off Daytona's road course, which, mind you, wasn't that bad, okay? First off, it was the Clash last year, which I thought was entertaining. But either way, but we leave on the track that literally was no one could see. And it rained really hard. And the drivers complained and hated it. I can't wait for March 27th. God, I hope it rains. That's all I got to say. Honestly, this next-gen car, and you're going to take a Dakota? Come on.
Sure.
Yeah, look what happened to the car that didn't need parts to be ordered. Just saying. But are we going to have cars for the following week? I mean, did we think this through? We're going to go to Coda and then go to Richmond?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
We'll have parts
by then.
They're just going to magically appear, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be fun. Circle that date, folks. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. Oh, look, the Xfinity Series is going to be there, too. Oh, and the trucks. Even better. A full weekend of destroyed race cars.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. You know it. You know you can't wait.
I can't. I literally am looking forward to that one for sure.
Coda, Richmond, Martinsville, Bristol Dirt, Talladega, Dover, Darlington. What could go wrong between March 27th and May 8th? What could possibly go wrong?
There will be zero race cars left for Talladega. My God, we might as well not even go to Dover. May 1st, just cancel Dover now. We're not going to have any race cars.
Dover, Darlington, Kansas, All-Star Race, the 600, another road course race, a road course race, in Asheville, a road course race. Somebody in the NASCAR scheduling department was like, hey, hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah, they outdid me. Ooh, that's what, Lord.
Do you have a prediction on who you think will win the Cup Series? I'm going to ask you. I'm going to post it to our league page as well. I'd like to hear. See, I want people to predict who they think will win the championship for the Cup Series before the Cup Series starts. I have somebody who I think is going to win it this year.
Am I really going to base all this just based on the clash, though?
I want you to base it on your gut. What does your heart tell you, Christina? It's
my
Valentine's
heart,
Day.
My gut,
what is,
my heart
what
my
is,
gut tells me two different things, okay? We can never go with what my heart says.
It's Valentine's Day. We have to go with your heart today.
Ew, Jeremy, there is no way I would ever rightfully pick that person in my heart. Ugh, gross.
I would pick him over MTJ, that's for sure.
So, you have this weird obsession with him, MTJ.
I can't stand him. What do you mean I have an obsession with him?
You hate him. That's the obsession. You obsess to hate him.
It's a thing.
It's okay.
I hate him more than Kyle Busch. I would rather see Kyle Busch win a race.
That's okay. I know I don't want to ever win these things because normally I pick with my heart and that always gets me screwed, Jerry. You know, Kyle Busch wouldn't be a bad pick. I don't know. Oh, God, I'm going to hate the fact that I said this. I can't even bring myself to say his name.
I want predictions. I want predictions.
Oh,
God. All
right,
I'll go first.
No, okay.
I'll let you take some deep breaths, breathe into a bag. You can mute your radio and go vomit if you need to. But I'm going with Kevin Harvick this year. Harvick's going to be out to prove. He's going to be out to prove that he's still a top driver with a top team. That last year was just a rough year. He's going to prove that he can still win a race. He's going to go out and win a championship, and then he's going to retire.
Oh, man. Okay. That's definitely different. I didn't expect you to pick Kevin Harvick.
I just think he's going to be out to prove something this year.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys that should be out to prove something. Denny Hamlin.
Well, yeah, but at least Kevin Harvick has won a championship.
Touche. Valid point. I am also going to pick a Ford.
Oh.
Do you know who?
Wood Brothers. The Wood Brothers.
What is wrong with you? God, no. Yeah.
They don't even have a charter. They're going to win a championship.
Yeah, for real. No. No.
Don't
no, no,
say
no.
it. I swear, don't you dare. Don't.
What?
Does he drive a yellow and red car? Are you serious? Debbie, are you hearing this, Debbie?
Did you not hear me go in the phone? That's the only time I would. Jeremy, not if my life depended on it. I would rather die than pick him.
Are you picking Joseph Logano?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm. Yeah. Yeah. That's my early prediction. Oh God, I can't believe I just said that.
Have you always been? Have you always wanted to be on a radio show? The Fastlane Sports Show is looking for a new co-host. Every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m., you can be on air with me, Pete.
You can't cancel the person that owns the network. Nice try. It's ironic, though. It pains me. You said go with my heart. It clearly did not, obviously. He's one of my least favorite people on this racing planet. And I've met him, so, and I still think that. But, you know, he had a good showing in the Clash.
Well,
and yes, I'm basing a lot of it on the Clash because this is the first time they've all really ran, you know, this car other than in, you know, whatever. But, oh, God, no. No, never. Nope. He doesn't know how to win. He runs away from championships, let's be honest.
Debbie,
Denny Hamlin runs in the opposite direction from championships. But, I mean, I
Debbie said you and her can be friends now because you picked her husband.
Well, I mean, if I'm honestly going off of base what I saw in the Clash, he had the better handling of the car when it mattered the most. And that's not taking anything away from Kyle Busch, because Kyle Busch has what it takes as well. But the difference is Kyle Busch gets in his own head. I don't care what anyone says. He does.
Yeah,
and
but your boy,
have seen
your
it.
Boy Tyler Reddick had the best car until his
transmission
gave out. So...
Exactly. Drivetrain issue. What the hell would make me want to pick somebody that had a drivetrain issue in a race?
What the hell would
count?
Make you want to pick Joseph Logano? It was a quarter mile track, Christina. A quarter mile track.
He also won Bristol on dirt.
They could have left the cars at home and just had them sprint around the track.
He would have never won that.
Oh,
were the case.
I can't believe. I have, if anybody else has a nomination for the penalty box tonight, you can call in at 657-383-1903.
Remember, I run that segment, too. No, but...
Debbie wants to know who your favorite driver is.
What?
She wants to know who your favorite driver is.
My favorite driver?
She loves Tyler Reddick. She picks him every week.
No, I don't. I do like Tyler Reddick. I do.
That's not
what
you call him, though, in our text messages.
I know. I can't say that on air. I have to keep it PG-13. I can't say what I call him in the text messages on air.
The F-bomb. You dropped the F-bomb earlier. I think
tell
people.
Yeah, but that's
more He's legal. It's not like he's a 16-year-old.
Well, that's true. That's true. He is legal. He is legal. No, but he's not really. But I've called him that when picking on the, you know, on the show page, too. So you'll all learn what my nickname is for him off air. But, no, if I had to have a favorite driver, it'd be a driver we've had on the show a couple different times throughout his career. And we've been a part of his journey, if you think about it, Pete, since, you know, ARCA days and everything else. For those, honestly, I'm more of a Daniel Suarez fan than I am any other driver in the series full-time for Cup right now. And it's just because he's been through a lot, and it's cool because we've been there pretty much from the very beginning of his journey too. And by us, I mean all of us, like, that have been on the show, been a part of the show. We've all been there. Pete, you've been there too since the whole time we've talked to him. I mean, every time, and you've been, you know, oh, thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling me that. You're funny. But
he wants us. I think he wants us to bring back the toolbox segment.
Oh my God, I missed that segment. That would be fun. Could you imagine? We could also bring back wing nuts, lug nuts, and what the hell was the other name? I don't remember. But remember when we had the guys on? We always had wing nuts and lug nuts. Oof, they were fun. And by that mean, that was when the crew guys came on. We always had a segment with lug nuts and wing nuts, and it was those guys harassing each other, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
To answer Debbie's question, I would have to say Daniel Suarez is probably my favorite driver. I try in the Cup Series. I have to be specific here.
Yes, because we all know who you love in the Xfinity Series.
I can't say that on air. Well, oh, yeah, Kenny, he's legal. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes forget he's legal.
Whatever.
Just an update before moving on completely from racing. Tyler Courtney is leading the All-Star Circuit of Champions race, and he's pulling away and entering lap traffic.
I'm showing caution with four to go.
Oh, well, maybe it is now, but they just tweeted. I don't know. Maybe they are now. That kind of sucks if they are. Because I kind of want to... I could be a prediction winning there, too. I said the top four.
While we wait on that, should we do the penalty box?
Yeah, because I think my pick might have changed.
Oh, here we go. For those new listeners or those who haven't listened in a while, that is our penalty box sounder. This is Christina's favorite segment of the show, besides talking about late models on dirt. This is the segment of the show where she gets to throw the weekend knucklehead of the sports world into the penalty box. And if you have a suggestion on who should be thrown in the penalty box, don't forget, you can tweet or message or call in on Monday night. Christina, your pick on who you think should be in the penalty box. Christina, who is this weekend's unlucky penalty box pick?
Well, I think it's well known who I'm picking. Honestly, I believe everybody in America would have picked them too. But the NFL referees could sit in the penalty box. That was just the worst 2 minutes I've witnessed in football. So, yeah. I was going to put Jeremy in there because he keeps making fun of me, but Jeremy gets a pass this week. No. But it would have to be the refs. Disappointing ending for 2 minutes of football, and I'm sorry to all the Bengals fans because that really sucked for y'all. But, yeah. That's it. The NFL referees. We found the yellow flags really late.
They forgot that they were there. Oh, we're here to ref the game, not just watch it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You'll have that. The refs have been terrible all year.
Yeah.
In every sport.
I don't think it's the first time this year I've thrown them in the penalty box, but they can sit this week. In the penalty box with obviously the same person that resides there full time.
Permanent residency.
pretty much. And I mean, if I don't soon get a sponsor, he's going to have to pay rent. That's all there is to it. He's got some kind of money still, I think. Might have spent it all. Who knows?
Well, we need, we've got 13 people signed up for the NASCAR Pick'ems, Christina. So it's a great, I mean, we've got one, two, three new people. We welcome Anthony, Tristan, and Aaron to the league this year. They're new. They're fellow railroaders with me. We've got some of the old faces back, Craig, Jeremy, Matt Newsome, Chris, Debbie, Tasha, Ty, Nick, you, me, we're all back. So I would love to have 15 at least for this year. But, you know, if we have 13, that's what we've got. But I'm excited for the league. Christina, we are going to have giveaways throughout the year. For people to try and win, we're gonna do awesome things with the points again, with different sponsors. So we've got that going again this year. I can't wait and look forward to that. So it's gonna be a good year. I can't wait. And plus, we have that page that we can all post on that only those of us in the league will see. You know, it's not out there for all of Facebook world. But, you know, we can sit there. Did I mention in my rules post that I pinned to the page, did I mention enough to have fun? Did I say that enough? This is to have fun. This is a league for fun. We're here to have fun. Trash talk each other. I don't care. But do it in fun. And we're all here to have fun. There's no money involved. Nobody's out to win $500 or $1,000. It's not like it's a big money league. We're not out here to win money. We're out here to try and steal that trophy from Debbie out of her cold, dead hands because she's evidently getting buried with it. So we're out here to beat Debbie now. So, but no, trash talk each other every week. I don't care. But do it and have fun. You know, this isn't, it's not that serious. You know, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'm going to put a number in wrong or something. If you find it, catch it, let me know, and we'll change it. But, you know, we're not out here to win hundreds and hundreds of dollars or whatever. We're just a bunch of NASCAR fans wanting to have fun and have a league, so... I couldn't stress it enough to have fun.
Not only that, I'm ready for half points.
You're ready for half points? Well, we don't get half points till the playoffs, so you're just going to have to wait.
Still, it's something to look forward to, half points. It's Pete's favorite part of calculating. It's half points.
Debbie says, no, we're here to win. We're here for bragging rights. This isn't... Not for fun. Oh, well, you know, I'm in it for fun. I obviously don't want to win the league because it's, you know, it's my league. That wouldn't be right. I want somebody else to win it and enjoy the trophy. So I'm in it for fun. I might, you know what, this year, Christina, I might just make my picks like I used to on the old sports.
Oh, no,
show.
Don't.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
real quick on that one, just so everyone's aware, when he means the picks like he used, you're in for a damn treat, let me tell you, because every time, I swear to you, I had to write it down, like, three different places, and remind, because here's the real fun part, when we did it, folks, for Slicks and Sticks, I didn't calculate the points, I had somebody do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had somebody that volunteered to do it, and man, it was fun. And we didn't do just the Cup Series, folks. We did all three.
And it was easier for me to make goofier picks when we did all three.
Yeah, it was.
Because you
made seriously some of the weirdest picks I've ever in my life heard of.
But
those were fun times, especially when I had to read them on air, because he wouldn't call in for the longest time, just so everyone's aware. He was a little shy boy once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then the real Pete comes out, okay? 16 years. But, you know, it is there. But, no, it was, oh, man, if you do it, don't do it during Daytona. Wait till after those, like, first couple weeks and then do it. See how it's playing out first.
Oh,
or you can
I'll
do it for Daytona and pick the 16th person in row 3 or some shit, you know.
The
weirdest one, I think, well, actually the hardest one, I think it was, Pete's, like, on the second to last restart, whoever is, you know, 6 rows back on the third, you know, on the inside line. Yeah, try to figure that out, folks.
1 week I picked all girls.
One week I picked
all 88 cars. You know, I had a theme.
But you can't do all girls this year.
I can't, because there's no girls in the Cup Series.
No.
We need Haley Deegan to move up.
Oh,
I'll pick her every week.
I knew that was coming.
did you see Busch Light? Real quick, we're running out of time. We only got like a minute and a half left. But Busch Light is donating money to like 7 or 8 of these girls to get them into
mm-hmm.
the Cup Series. Natalie Decker, Jennifer Jo Cobb. There was a handful of them that they're donating
Cobb.
Like millions of dollars to get these girls up into the Cup Series. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, Haley Deegan wasn't on that list. I wonder why. All right. Well, that's...
She doesn't need the help.
She doesn't. She'll get there on her own.
She has the biggest sponsor backing her. I don't think
yeah.
she needs Busch Light. She has Monster. She'll be okay.
Well, Christina, thank you for joining us today. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And next time we come back here, we'll be talking about who won the 64th running of the Great American Race.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Enjoy the week, folks. Let's be honest. There's a lot of racing to watch. I expect y'all to be watching a lot of it. We got 4 laps to go. The All-Star Circuit of Champions race, and Tyler Courtney's still leading, so... Who knows? I could be 2 for 2. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah. Enjoy, everyone. Have a great week. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Make fun decisions. I'll check you on the flip.
All right. That was my co-host, Christina, joining me on this Valentine's Day. Now we're in overtime. So if you're listening to this, it's because you're listening to the archived version of the show. But I hope you enjoyed it. We went a little bit long than we should have, but it was a fun show. I enjoyed it. Hope you all enjoyed the show. We will be back next Monday, 8 o'clock. We'll be talking about who won the first NASCAR race of 2022, which is the Daytona 500. Hope you all will join us for that. So we will talk to you next Monday. Enjoy your week. Have a great week. Have a safe week. Have a fun week. If you got to work, be careful. Be safe. Have a great weekend next weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday. For Christina, for all of our wonderful sponsors, I'm your host, Pete. Have a great rest of your evening and week. Talk to you next Monday. See ya.